The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Before winter hits is a good time to pay attention to your evergreens, if you want them to stay healthy. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert at plantersplace.com, and I'd like to offer a few tips on doing a little now in the fall to take care of your evergreens throughout the winter. One of the most difficult circumstances for evergreens is the greatly fluctuating temperatures. Here in the west, along we're near the Rocky Mountain front, we often have what's called Chinooks blow in from the south. So we can be below zero for days, and then all of a sudden this gorgeous southern wind, they call it the snow eater, the Chinook, comes in and it can bump those temperatures well above freezing. But that's really hard on the trees. It's the same thing in other parts of the country where they might have mild weather and then all of a sudden the temperature absolutely plummets, then it comes back up, and that up and down that heaves perennials out of the soil just makes life very, very difficult on these evergreens and puts a lot of stress on them. And damaging winds are also another big factor that really dry them out. So one of the things that you can do, at least to protect the evergreens from the wind and also to create kind of a protective microclimate around them, is to stack straw bales or set up some sort of winter break to be able to slow down those gale force winds that dry them out and damage the branches so often. Now, winter discoloration is another issue for many of these evergreens. Many people don't realize how much water is lost by the evergreens during the winter, particularly when they're stressed by the wind or, surprisingly, sunny conditions. That's all part of that heating and cooling that is really, really difficult on these poor things. These situations cause the trees to transpire, but the roots are usually frozen, so no additional moisture can reach the branches. As a result, you might get some browning throughout the season. So if you have a tree or your trees are located in a wide open part of your yard, they're more susceptible to this type of damage. So the best way to prevent it is to shade them in any way you can through either a snow fence or even a burlap screening system. And if you really want to go hardcore, you know, stack those straw bales around it, creating this solid wall that's going to protect these trees. Another thing to consider during the winter or whether your trees are in the way of a sidewalk or roadway, when they'll be salted. Salt is very hard on evergreens because it washes into the soil when it comes off your sidewalk or from the road, it can damage the roots. If evergreens are near your walkway, consider using a non-salt alternative to remove the ice instead of going for the old-fashioned salt that does the job but hurts everything around it. Now, critters chewing on the trunks or the branches can also be an issue in the winter, particularly if it's a difficult season for them. Last year, we had the deer came into a friend's place and destroyed pretty much all of her evergreen shrubs. They have never touched them in the 3 decades that they lived there, but between the difficult winter and the low food options, it was the deer's only choice to ward off starvation. So even if you've never had any problems, if you have a particularly difficult winter, you can almost expect the deer to come in, and you're going to have to create some sort of barrier around your evergreens, you know, whether they're shrubs and, you know, if they're a large enough tree, you can't do much. But with the shrubs, you need to protect those by putting fencing around them or a covering over them to keep the animals off. So if the animals are truly starving, though, it's hard to deter them. But thankfully, for the smaller ones, such as the voles and the rabbits, you can do things such as wrapping the trunk around so they can't get to it, because the voles will go up and they'll just chew that bark, and the rabbits too, and then just chew that, and it really, really damages the tree or the shrub that you have. Or you can completely fence it off with a small diameter wire. You know, you're going to need something smaller that a vole can't get through, but if you put that in and bury it for 8-10 inches, then you should be able to eliminate having the smaller critters coming in and chewing on everything. And finally, if you are in a drier part of the country, like out here in the west, don't forget to water the trees when you have a chance during the winter. Many times we'll have a warm-up in February where the ground isn't completely frozen anymore. It might not last long, so it's a good time to grab the hose and give the trees A really good drink. This can make the difference between a healthy, beautiful, long-lasting evergreen tree in the spring and a dead one. So if you need more information on how to take care of your shrubs and your trees and what might be eating your plants and your gardens, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.